This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 34, recorded on the 31st of March 2008. Yes, it has been quite a while. Well, first of all, I'm going to drink with this episode a Bon Secours bière vivante, like I mentioned 2 months ago. Let's first see what this beer can do for us. Whoa! That's not beer, that's nearly champagne. It comes in a bottle with a nice little cap on that you can flip off with just your thumb, like some beers do. And it makes a noise like a bottle of champagne. It has 8% alcohol. It has an amber color. And I've poured it correctly. And now just have a sip. And it's delicious. It's really a bit sweet. Amber taste, not bad at all. Now, let's explain why it took me so long. When I first started Source Trunk, I wanted to make a podcast where I would be talking about new open source updates. And I wanted to have 4 or 5 or 6 applications per episode. That got a bit out of hand because I really reviewed all the applications a bit more in depth. And if an application took more time, like half an hour, I would only do 1 application per episode. And the latest months, I got a bit of a setback personally. Nothing bad, nothing major, but something that took a lot of my time, and professionally as well. My job is getting very hectic, and I'm getting into a little private open source project myself. So my time is really, really getting limited, and the podcast itself, while recording, doesn't take too much time. The preparation for every application takes a huge amount of time, because when you review an application, you cannot just take out all the stuff that you like. You really have to search all the functionality, look into documentation, make sure that you don't forget to mention anything that is important about the application. You don't want to tick the offer off by not talking about the really cool aspects, and so on and so on and so on. So preparing for the show always takes a huge amount of time, which I don't have anymore. So instead of just putting the podcast on hold until I've got enough time to do the reviewing again, I just thought about doing every 2 weeks a little roundup of all the new releases that are featured on the sourceforge.net website. And that is the kind of thing that I've been looking for 2 years ago. In this way, I keep up to date myself, and I hope I'll give something back to the open source community, although it is not really what I intended with this podcast. I hope you get something out of this list, and I'll keep it as short as possible, so this could be your bi-monthly update of SourceForge.net. Let's go! CS Poker. The goal of CS Poker project is to develop poker software and experiment with artificial intelligence for poker. 0.1 beta released. Sidelight CMS 5 beta is available, which is an advanced web-based content management system and PHP framework, which also utilizes Apache and MySQL technology to operate. Search Tools 0.3. It's a project, its aim is to develop a software to search, manage, perform different operations on files that satisfy specific defined conditions. Meetweb version 0.7.3. MeetWeb is flexible, module-based web solution for organizers of all sorts of meetings, from local sessions to international conferences. iReport 2.0.5. iReport is a visual reporting tool based on Jasper Reports. You can manage charts, images, subreports, and data can be retrieved using GDBC, table models, Java Beans, XML, and so on and so on. DBUnit 2.2.1. It's a GUnit extension targeted for database-driven projects that, among other things, puts your database into a known state between test runs. PCGen 5.13.11. PCGen is an RPG character generator and maintenance program. PHP Wiki 1.2.11. PHP Wiki is a WikiWiki web clone in PHP. A WikiWiki web is a site where anyone can edit the pages through an HTML form. Slide Project 0.9.0 released. Slide Project is an OS-independent slideshow program for the presentation of digital photos. Datanet Math Suite 0.1.0. It's a Mathcat-like math software. Millennium BSA 4.0. Millennium Business Suite Anywhere BSA is a web-based ERP CRM solution with integrated BPM. EZ Radius, it's the initial release. It's a free radius and ChiliSpot web-based management. It's easy, simple, and expandable. Flourish Player version 0.01 released. Flourish Player aims to be a simple, fully customizable Flash audio player able to be embedded into HTML pages. Jusso, a single sign-on 1.7. It's the Java Open Single Sign-On. It's an open source G2EE-based SSO infrastructure aimed to provide a solution for centralized platform neutral user authentication and authorization. PyKey Logger 1.0.1 is a simple key logger written in Python. It's primarily designed for backup purposes, but can be used as a stealth keylogger as well. YUE Library 2.5.1. It's the Yahoo User Interface Library and is a set of utilities and controls in JavaScript for building richly interactive web applications using techniques such as DOM scripting, DHTML, and AJAX. Pantheos 1.0.1. Pantheos is an open source C, C++ logging API library, offering an optimal combination of 100% type safety, efficiency, genericity, and extensibility. Games for Eclipse version 3.2. The goal of the project is to provide implementations of different games as plugins for Eclipse IDE. Geek Launcher 1.0. It's a quickly application launcher with a few keystrokes. Elia Framework. The Elia Framework is a JavaScript API created to manage, in a cross-browser way, the following web technologies: DOM, CSS, events, and AJAX. Cobra HTML Toolkit 0.98.1. Lobo is an extensible all Java web browser and RIA platform. Cobra is the web browser's rendering engine API and also a JavaScript-aware HTML parser. Conky 1.5.0. Conky is an advanced, highly configurable system monitor for X based on Torsmo. XOOPF's Cube project, the package legacy 2.1.4. XOOPF's Cube is an open source content management system which allows webmasters to create dynamic content websites with great ease. This is difficult. MNEMOSYNE 1.0.1.1 it resembles a traditional flashcard program, but with an important twist. It has an incredible name. No, it uses a sophisticated algorithm to schedule the best time for a card to come up for review. Web Console 0.2. Web Console is a web-based application that allows remote users to execute Unix Windows shell commands on a server directly from a browser. Vademecum 0.7.2. Vademecum is a data mining suite with a novel help function, semi-automated protocol, consequently modular construction that is also equipped with the most elaborate data mining methods. C-MIRE 2.4.7 is an encryption algorithm capable of stream and block encryption and completely written in C. Fractiv 0.4.0 is a Mandelbrot family fractal generator. ZK 3.0.4 is an Ajax framework, 100% Java, no JavaScript. Geishi 1.0.7.21 is a syntax highlighting PHP class that supports over 80 languages. New PowerFolder version 3.0 is a secure open source peer-to-peer file transfer tool. Segu CMS 2.0 and Beta 15 and Siqui 1.9.0. Siqui is an open source collaborative content management system designed for e-learning that combines the ease of use of course management systems with the flexibility of weblogs for creating various types of sites, including course, news, and journal. Datacrow 3.2.0.1. It's a movie and video book images software and music cataloger database. Antler, it's version 0.7, which is a testing. Antler testing is a JUnit extension for unit testing grammars produced by Antler. GPB version 0.03, it can be a ready-to-use out-of-the-box backup solution, or it can be the foundation for you to build and improve upon. Xmas Goo Beta 1 released, and this is an excellent messenger for Google. It's a chat client designed as an alternative for Gtalk. Chain Builder ESB 1.2 released. Chain Builder ESB is Java Business Integration compliant open source solution for use in service-oriented architecture environments. Aiden Pierre Emily 340 edition released. HRPQ HQ 3.2.2, which is an open source systems management, Apache management, Tomcat management, LAMP management, and so on, and so on, and so on. Media Info 0.7.6.2 supplies technical and tag information about video or audio files. TCPDF 3.0. TCPDF is a PHP class for generating PDF documents without requiring external extensions. MySQL for Python, ZMySQL DBA 3.0 beta released. It's MySQL support for Python. Tune 0.3. Tune is a note chord detecting program for use with guitars, pianos, and voices. C++ Basic. The C++ Basic is an object-oriented language which features from C++, Java Basic, and a Fourier programming languages. Xmonad 0.7 is a tiling window manager for X11. Nagios QL 2.0.1. Nagios QL is a web-based administration tool for Nagios 2.x. And then the last, Luftgitar CMS, which has been released today. It's a lightweight and simple CMS system built on ASP.NET 2.0 with the Gaia Ajax widget library. Okay, now that's all of them. I'll try to do it in less than 10 minutes, and I'll try to take a bit more care concerning my pronunciation, and I'll even throw in a little cowbell to separate every item from each other. So I'm still trying to find the best way to do this, because I'm going to be doing this for a while now, until I have time to do more in-depth reviewing.
Your feedback.
Now, this will be the section where you just have your own reviews. And I don't want you people to work for me. No, I just want, if you have found something very, very useful and open source, of course, just mail it at sourcedrunk@gmail.com, and I can just very briefly mention it here in the podcast. So just chit-chat to each other through this podcast, and I'll be happy to be your voice. Okay. On a personal open source note, at home I've been messing about with different versions of Amarok on different machines, all centralized in the same MySQL database, and I must say I love the concept completely because everything gets updated on that same MySQL instance. And on a more professional note, I've been messing about as well with Alfresco, which is a very powerful content management system. And if you are doing image and text and other content management stuff, then you certainly want to check out Alfresco. I can imagine that you don't really like this new format, or maybe you do. And if so, in both cases, just let me know. Please let me know at sourcedrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Lighthouse by Corporate Whore. Thanks for your time and good hunting. In our journey to the blue, for a beacon in the distance, I know to reach for you. You're constant and tender when I may get tossed about. So bring me home, Lighthouse. Time passes quickly when I need it most. I'm so close to breaking, your strength gives me hope. No way.